July 15, 2009, I am sitting in the park with Mike. Mike is a person who had an accident at work years ago, and he is going to share with that experience.
Yes, it was 30 years ago, in 1978, and I was on a drilling rig. And we just had a couple of new people come on the rig floor, and there was a little accident, and I was the odd person out. I was the one that got hurt very badly. And the tongs, big drilling tongs, swung into me and twisted my body. And it was a beautiful day, and in November of 1978. And nobody, even though there were many people around me, nobody knew that I was injured, because we were all busy doing the same thing, but everybody had their own responsibilities. And it knocked the wind out of me, and a lot more because of the severe twisting involved. And I felt a lot of pain when I tried to move later. And it took me about 3 or 4 minutes before the full effect kind of hit me, and then I could not, I started having difficulty breathing and so on. And I just walked away and waited more than 24 hours until they called an ambulance for me. I guess because people were changing shifts that day, I don't think really anyone knew, you know, how bad I was, whether or not I had gone back to Edmonton or not. And anyway, they lost track of me, but then they called the ambulance. It's a trip to the emergency department in the ambulance, and they just took an x-ray and said I'd be better off going home to Calgary instead of staying in Edmonton. And I agreed with that because I wasn't too impressed. I could not be examined. I was in too much pain for them to even examine me. And I was in even worse shape 10 days later when I went to a surgeon's office, and he automatically assumed that because I'd been in the hospital already that he didn't have to do anything. So he couldn't examine me and just told me to go home and rest. And fortunately, my dentist took very good care of me 3 weeks after the accident, when my teeth started to ache severely from grinding. I don't think I was sleeping, and definitely grinding my teeth, and I was a total mess. And the dentist really helped me out. And then it just continued to worsen and worsen. My back itself was okay, but every other joint in my body was injured severely, and the doctors could not understand what was going wrong. And then finally, a year and a half later, all the x-ray evidence changed, and they said it was a back problem. Of course, well, it wasn't a back problem. I knew that all along, that the pain was in my arms and in my head and everywhere else. And but anyway, that led to a very unsuccessful surgery that left me in bed for many months. And and then they all assume, oh well, successful surgery, well, Mike is going to be all right. Well, I think that the surgery caused more problems than it was intended to fix. And it took me 3 years of doing really nothing with my life, and then I was relatively, I got healthy for enough for working for a few 6 month stretches of working, and then I realized that I was doing great harm to my body and to my mind psychologically, because it was not meant to be to experience the pain that I was in spite of all the painkillers I was taking. And then I realized that about 5 years after the original accident that I better start joining an injured workers group, which I did, and I've maintained that for the next 28 years now. And that has really kept me going. And so my condition is unchanged from the date of accident. And they tell me I have back pain and a back injury, but of course it's everything else but. And so it defies description by the medical people, because they've not experienced people that have suffered a blow so severe and from the side that twisted me around and at a very odd angle. And whereas 99% of people have traditional injuries that cause routine disc protrusions and things, mine wasn't like that at all. And so here I am today.